Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly parent feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your lifespan? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. So the feast day of St. Francis is one of my favorite days out of the church year. I mean, it's just great to process and to worship and see all these dogs and hear them giving Pastor Jason the peace when he announces it. Is it not beautiful to be here with our four-legged friends? And then on top of that, you know, Pastor Jason and I a couple times have said that our minds kind of merge together. And I was thinking about the text that I would love to be read today. And then I read them, and they were what I would choose to read myself. And so I think our minds have merged again there, Pastor Jason. Because each of these texts teaches us a little something a little different about how we should interact with the creatures of this earth, the fellow creatures of this earth. Genesis, I love that translation where it calls us the earth creature, because that is what we are, friends. We are earth creatures. We are made of that same dust and dirt that these dogs are made out of. And this earth creature in the Genesis passage has the honor of being able to name the animals. So Genesis talks about that. Revelation talks about all of those in heaven and earth gathered around Jesus and proclaiming and worshiping him. And then Matthew tells us how the animals have lessons to teach us about how to praise God and how to trust that God will take care of us. Are those not three great lessons that we can learn from our fellow creatures? So when I was about 6 years old, I was living in California, and we kind of adopted this stray cat. And about 6 months later, we had eight kittens. And so we went from having no animals to nine cats in the house. And my parents said, "Paisley, you can pick out one and you can name it." I was given that gift that Genesis talks about. And so I picked out this beautiful little calico cat. Half of its face was black and the other half was tan. And then if you looked at its chin, it was the exact opposite. And so I looked at her, and I discerned in my six-year-old mind what to name her. And so for the next 16 years, my parents had to call a cat Face. Yep. So apparently what my parents learned is that the gift of naming animals should not be given to their six-year-old daughter. But what I'm trying to say here is going to sound a little weird, but Faith has taught me so much about life, about how to take care of myself, about how to take care of others, and about how to trust in God. I'm in a mystics class right now, and we read the words of Thomas Merton. where he said that all animals praise God by being what they were made to be. And because of that, they are saints. And so Faith, she taught me how to praise God. She taught me how to praise God with every meow that she gave and every purr. She taught me how to praise God by cuddling up with me when I was sad. And she taught me how to praise God by seeking those sunny spots in which she could lay and bathe in the sun. She also taught me lessons about self-care, taking a nap when she needed it, cleaning herself when she needed it, knowing when she needed time to play, knowing when she needed affection by humans, and God knows she knew when she did not need that affection anymore. She also taught me about forgiveness. There would be times when I, again, a six-year-old, would forget to feed her, or her water bowl would empty and I wouldn't notice, and she would forgive me. There was reconciliation there. Or she loved to be right at my feet, and so I would turn around and step on her tail, and she would be really angry, but then she would come back and forgive me. I also learned forgiveness of when I crossed that deathly boundary and dared to rub her belly. She forgave me after that. She also taught me what it was like to be vulnerable, to trust on someone else, because all of these pets we have today, they put literally their entire life into your hands. She trusted me for having the door open for her, for feeding her, for really caring about her true well-being. And so again, it may sound a little wild, but I think I have learned more from that cat than perhaps I have learned from other animals in my life. For 16 years, she taught me how to live. And I believe that if we operated in the ways that other creatures have exemplified in our life, we would know better how to care for ourselves, we would know better how to care for others, and we would know better how to trust and rely on something greater than us. To know that our worth and our ability to praise God is not determined by how much we get done. Our worth is determined by how much we can care for ourselves. To also learn that forgiveness was better than losing a relationship. She taught me how to do that. And then even more, she taught me how to be vulnerable with one another. And if we were to learn these lessons of vulnerability from our fellow creatures and enact them in our everyday lives, wouldn't that be beautiful relationships that we could form with one another? When all walls are breaking down and we trust to take care of one another. And most of all, she taught me to trust and to love and to remember that that which named her was there to always protect her, to care for her, and make sure her needs are met. I'm just loving those of you with animals right now that are looking down lovingly at their dogs because you named them. And in doing so, you made a promise to care and love them and protect them and give them all that they needed for their entire lives. You make them one of your family. We named them. And just as in Genesis, we are given the gift of naming the other creatures, we too are given the gift of being named. We are given the gift of being named child of God. And we are reminded that we are named over and over and over again. And trusting that what named us, who named us, trusting that God who says we are God's children will protect us and care for us. That is how we live as we were created to be. That is how we glorify God. But of course, just like there were times when Faith lost her trust in me, There will be times when we are unable to live those lives in which we were called to be. So that's great, because God gives us a remembrance that we are named and claimed as God's own. In baptism, we are reminded of that. We are reminded that we are literally clothed with God. And then at this table, week after week, we are gathered together with each other, and also that scene from Revelation where all the creatures from earth and sea and sky are all gathered at that table. And we sing this hymn of praise. We sing, "Holy, holy, holy." We sing hosannas to the Lord. We get to gather together and remember that we are enough, that we are named and claimed, and that very body and blood of Christ is given for you, given for me, and given for us. In gathering at this table, we can again and again be reminded that just as we care for our animals, God cares for us so that we can be strengthened to serve those creatures and all the fellow creatures in our lives. So for that invitation to continually be reminded of this, we say thanks be to God. Amen.